The desert oak tree is a majestic Aussie icon. They're a slow-growing tree, with some of the mature ones seen out in the central desert often being around 1,000 years of age. This species of casuarina is distributed through the deserts of central Australia and are often found growing in dense stands or forests, usually on the lower slopes of hills found in sand country, and in swales between red sand dunes. The tallest of the trees reach heights of around 16 metres, and it's often the only large tree species found in these areas, where the dominant form of vegetation is spinifex grass. Desert oaks have juvenile and adult forms, both with very distinctive characteristics. The juveniles are thin and straight, looking a bit like grey-green fluffy feather dusters. They also have prickly foliage compared to the adults, which is a primitive defence system that has evolved in several plant species, designed to deter grazing animals from munching on them. In the first few years, the tree develops a comparatively fast-growing taproot that can reach down much further than the tree is tall to find the more reliable water supply in the underground water table. The roots have nodules that contain a type of bacteria that's able to fix nitrogen, which allows these trees to survive in sandy soils with low nutrient levels. Once they tap into the underground water supply, they start to change into their adult form by sending out side branches high up on the trunk and transforming into a tree with elegantly weeping, smooth foliage. Instead of leaves, the tree has long segmented photosynthetic stems called cladodes that resemble pine needles. Each stem is made up of thin striped segments linked by a ring of sharp, tiny leaves. As the cladodes drop from the tree, they form a dense mat around the base. They're believed to contain a chemical which possibly alters the pH or chemical composition of the soil in their immediate area, killing off some plant species and preventing others from becoming established. This way they can keep every bit of moisture and nutrients in the area for themselves. These trees are dioecious, having male and female flowers on separate trees. They bloom between March and June, forming fluffy red or brown flowers that grow directly off the branches. These later form the woody, cylindrical seed cones that grow up to 10 centimetres in length, which is much larger than any of the other Allocasuarina species. The bark of the mature trees is thick, dark brown and deeply fissured, making it quite distinctive. This protective outer layer is one of the adaptations that make them tolerant to fire, so while their foliage will burn off during a bushfire, the tree will usually survive. Germination of seeds is also assisted by the ash left after the fire. To add to all that, they're also frost tolerant, drought tolerant, making them extremely difficult trees to kill. The tree was a particularly useful source of water for Aboriginal people. Water can be collected from the tree hollows, and surface roots could also be broken off in sections to provide potable water by draining the root when held vertically, or by simply sucking water directly out of it. Seeds can be roasted on the fire and eaten, and the white sap that exudes from the pods can also be drunk. Aboriginal people also use the hard timber from the trees to make boomerangs, shields, and clubs. The timber of the desert oak is so sturdy that some relics of these weapons date back thousands of years.